Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
As we celebrate, we must remember all those who have lost the battle of life and celebrate the many frontline workers who have given their all for our safety and the return of our world to its real normal. Last year has shown there's no better time than now for us to turn our practice to the center of social and economic relevance. Our stories must therefore continue to reflect and highlight the values that bind us together as a unique nation. Must continue to challenge and address issues of bad governance, insecurity, kidnapping, and drug dealing confronting us. Our theater and instructional must, as a matter of urgency, commit to the building of sustainable communities across the nation using our crop. As creative, we can only attain the capacity of our collective potential when government not merely acknowledges the sector's social and economic relevance to our development, but goes on to invest in its development. Even as we acknowledge and appreciate the many intervention and developmental committees set up by government at federal and state level, the time has come for less talk and more action. We therefore call upon government to release without delay the pandemic intervention fund meant for the creative industry, as they are done to other sectors of the economy. Government that is soon to apply the same standards to all sectors of the economy and impacted by the pandemic. Such government intervention will further grow and advance the business of the theater. Theater remains a global business with capacity to create employment, attract infrastructure development, help grow tourism, as well as move Nigerians of food. As an association, theater continues to explore partners to cover government and national level. Engagement that grows the sector via policies and investment. As storytellers and custodians of our culture, we shall continue to tell the stories of our great past and greater present with a view to creating a better tomorrow. Finally, as we celebrate, we cannot but acknowledge the practitioners, patrons, and friends who have kept faith with us. Their trust and support have encouraged us to carry on and keep the creative process going. And on that note, I welcome you all to the culture train on this occasion of World Theatre Day. Today is World Theatre Day, and we're reaching you from Spirit of Nigerian Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. That statement I just read is from the president of National Association of Nigerian Theatre Arts Practitioners, NANTAP, Mr. Israel Ebo, who has been our guest on this session. March 27 every year is World Theatre Day. And that is a statement that my president has put out for us to digest. I take note of what he said, and that government cannot make promise to his own people and fail to deliver on that promise. That is the basis of the problem we have. If you were to be reading the newspaper, the problem that Nigerians have, why we have insecurity, why we have political challenges, why we have banditry, criminality, badu, all the crises that we have in this is because government make promises and they fail to keep to the promise. And that's what the president of NANTAP has told us. Now, at the aspect of the pandemic, government at federal and state level made commitments to help bail out theater artists generally, and they have failed to deliver on this. And that statement resonates with me. Welcome to Culture Train on Tuesday of our Lord, World Theater Day, International Theater Day, on 27. Thank you very much, Mr. Israel Ebo. And I also take note of the statement by my professor, Augustine Abba, in which he was saying that theater can help you out. We need to use the art to galvanize the community. Theater can help us to bring the community together. After all, when we were coming out of the Civil War in 1970, it was the instrumentality of the art that the Nigerian Art Society, led by Erabo Omofai, Segun Olusola, Aidemokwede, Damas Anikano, that they used the dance and art to bring Nigeria together post-Civil War. So why is it that in the 21st century, we cannot use art to galvanize our people, to bring our people together, to help us to resolve all this question of industry, of criminality, of all the crises that we're facing in this nation? Government, if you are listening, I hope you have ears to listen. Please explore the instrumentality of the art so that you can produce more Burna Boys, more whiskey, more Nollywood Genevieve, energy which goes to the world, and all of them. Use the instrumentality of the art so you can arrest the 75% Nigerian youth population that are currently not engaged. Well, I'm not talking politics, I'm just saying use the instrumentality of the art to better the laws of our nation. Welcome to Culture Train again. We're reaching you from Prince of Nigeria Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. And we're reaching you from Culture Town, the most important city on the continent of Africa today is Lagos. Because Lagos is the center for production, is the center for expression, is the center for critical cultural engagement. And if the governor of Lagos is listening, and I hope he's listening, you can use the art to replace Lagos from his many shackles. Thank you. On that note, I'd like to announce that I'm doing something that is very selfish. I train as a theater artist. The executive producer, the owner of this station, train as a theater artist, Mr. Toya Rulogun. And we have engaged our art and we have used our art to conscientize the society, except that the power that be are always afraid of the power of the art. But where I'm going this evening is I'm going to bring here, still in the spirit of my selfishness, I'm going to bring here my own children. The children that I've adopted as artists, because somebody woke up from among us and decided to use our talent and our skill and our resources to rescue a group of young people. There's about 30 something of them under our care. She's caring for a young lady too, but she's using our resources and our talent as well to bring these young people together. I'm going to be introducing my own sister, Ihuoma Harrison, who is the founder and assistant director of the Gifted Stepper. Gifted Stepper is one of the hottest, one of the best tools for young people that you can find on the continent, in fact, in the world. What am I saying, Africa? In the world. And she's using her talent, her creative resources, and she's bringing these young people together. You need to see them in performance, and you'll be surprised what they can do. But that is my intro, and you're welcome again. I've started my first 10 minutes, so that's my intro for you. And now I'll break into music so I can drink some water, and I'll be back here to introduce my own sister.
Oh,
Now you are talking to the entire world, and I'm glad to have you, my children, the first steppers, and I welcome you to this. Yeah, thank you very much. I'll be getting to hear from you as we go ahead. Let me formally welcome my sister, Oma Harrison. Oma, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Okay, let me make my political statement. Oma, let me, on behalf of all of us parents, thank you very much for what you are doing.
Oh, and as I'm thanking you,
I'm also thanking the Chegwan Defilas, Chegwan Obajo, Yaro Babaiwe, Chegwan Sabo Udai, Bentomo Loju, Patrick Udote, Jerry Adeshewo, Pamela. I'm thanking everybody who uses the instrumentality of the theater to bring our children up to speed with what is happening in life. And I welcome again, Gifted Steppers.
Access of Divine.
Thank you very much. Now, let's take it one by one. You know, today is World Theater Day. I'm in a very exciting mood because there's a day dedicated to celebration of theater. Oma, I can't think any of the two, Oma. What does World Theater Day mean?
What does World Theater Day mean to you?
Yes.
My name is Gift. What theater means? It means a day we celebrate theater and the world. Yes.
Thank you very much, Gift. Yeah. Okay, now, Gift, who else is going to talk about theater?
Who else? My name is Joshua. So me, World Theater Day is a day that we all, artists and non-artists, all around the world come together to celebrate this our beautiful art.
Okay. So at least you all are aware that the World Theater Day or International Theater Day means the day that you celebrate theater, the contribution of theater to development, to national development. But in essence, it actually means a day where you appreciate the contribution of the artist. So it's just for theater today. April 29 will be for dance. But what do you think that the day that has been set aside to celebrate the contribution of the art of to development? Oh. Let me start like this. Oma, can you tell us in brief the story of the Gifted Steppers? Since you are the one who brought us into the Gifted Steppers, to found the Gifted Steppers. What is the story? What is the background story?
Thank you so much. I'm in Oma Harrison, fondly called Oma. Gifted Steppers is an to reach out to less privileged kids, homeless kids, kids that are out of school, and disadvantaged kids. The reason to this vision is because I was once a less privileged child. Life was hell, difficult for me and my siblings when my father died. We were sleeping at different points, a different place where we meet ourselves, where we find ourselves, until I joined a dance group in a church, a Catholic church precisely. Then from there, I joined a private dance group. From there, I headed the national troupe audition. I went to the audition and I was among those that was selected. God used the arts, dance, drama, music, poetry, drums, and all that to give me a life. God used it to send me back to school. God used the art, the theater to help me. I self-feeding myself and all that. So I felt Since God used the arts to help me, then I can use this arts to help every other less privileged kids that was once like me outside. As I going to the streets, picking up kids that were sleeping outside, those sleeping in the bus, those that are out of school, like they could not go to school because of funds and all that. Then I put up together, and that's how Gifted Steppers come about. Thank you.
Okay. In other words, the Gifted Stepper is like recreating your own story. Is that what you mean?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Okay. Now, when you say that you were rescued, because I like to use the theme rescued from rescued by the art. When you say you were rescued by the art, did you just happen on the art? How did you manage to get into the art? And how did you join the troops that eventually led you to National Troop of Nigeria? Because if you served in the National Troop of Nigeria, that means you are the pinnacle. I hope you know that Ogunde set up the National Troop of Nigeria as the best of the best. And you happen to have been there, and now you are doing this for young people.
Yes, sir. I would say my journey in the National Troop is divine, because it has never been in the history of National Troop for them to employ freelance artists and dancers from private dance group. The National Troop bring dancers from different states in Nigeria. That's how they form the National Troop. But I know God have a purpose in my life. God wants to use me to help and to reach out to other less privileged kids. Then first time in history of the National Troop, they put up an audition for both state dancers and dancers from private group. And that was how I went to the audition, and I was selected amongst others, like 44 of us out of more than 100 artists. And boom, that is okay. It. That was how.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Now, Gifted Steppers, where is your location?
We are based in Ikorodu, Sabo
Axis. Why are you in Ikorodu? I thought Ikorodu is a rural area. I hope Ikorodu people are not listening. I thought that was a rural part of Lagos. What are you doing there?
You know, we are meant to live in Sule or other areas, but because of house rent, you know, it's not easy to rent a 3-bedroom flat around Sule, Yaba, or anywhere. You need to pay like 1.something million for house rent. But here in Ikorodu, house rent is fair. Like where we are,
don't mind me. Ikorodu is one of the best places to live in Lagos. I just hope that the state government can do the role. I saw the governor promising that they will do the road, they will do this and that. I hope they can.
We are looking up to that because the road is bad. It's not, you know, when people come to visit, they say, this place is somehow, the road is bad and all that.
I'm sure that the governor will get you. But, you know, the Lagos state government actually built a theater there. So that means that they are thinking of Ikorodu. Anyway, let's move away from Ikorodu. Now, Gifted Steppers. How many people do you have in Gifted Steppers? And can you tell us briefly how you were able to bring them together, apart from the general story that you have told?
Yes, what I do is that I go to the street, to different areas like Waisani, Laje, even in Agbeye here in Ikorodu. When I see kids sleeping outside, I go to them, I ask for their parents, you know. Some will say I have just a father, some will say I have just a mother, you know. And I will say, okay, take me to your mom. You know, when I see them in that poor situation, sleeping outside, or some of the people in the bus are like, man, I need to help you and your kids. And you and their mother or their father will start saying, oh, thank you so much. God bless you, you know, because the kids has to go to school. That's how I start getting them, you know, with their parents' consent.
Okay. In other words, they remind you of your own story. I mean, the way you two came out of the...
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Now you have how many of them living with you now?
There are 32.
32 of them?
32, yes, sir, living. Right, there are 15 outside, making 47.
Okay. You know, many people will be thinking through this. They will think that when you bring children, because we've had that story together before, that you bring people together, you bring young people together, and it looks like you are exploiting them. How are we sure that you are not exploiting those kids? What do you do with them that will show that you are not exploiting them?
Yeah, the kids, they go to school, you know, when they come back, they rehearse, I teach them the art, the theater, you know, and aside that, they learn other skills, acquisition like sewing, making of liquid soap, making shoes and all that, to prepare them for the future, just like me.
Okay. So who put them in school? How did they get to school? How do you manage to pay the school fees and feed them and all of
yes.
that?
We have wonderful trustees. You know, our board of trustees, wonderful, yeah. So they pay their school fees, and individuals also pay their school fees. Our documentaries have been aired in TVC. People reach out to us also from different countries, and you know, some will say, I want to pay their school fees for this term. Some will say, I want to take care of the feeding and all that. So we have been existing through donations and through proceeds we get from performances.
Okay, you know, I was watching the documentary that was done by Ola Awaka on TVC, and one of the things that jumped to me is the fact that the Lagos State Government, actually the Lagos State Governor, don't let me say government, Lagos State Governor actually came to the rescue of the organization. What happened in that circumstance? I was very impressed.
Yes, sir. The Governor Sanwo-Olu really reached out to us. He gave us a huge donation. And a commissioner also reached out to us, though his name was not mentioned. It was an anonymous, but we're told he's a commissioner, and other people like that also. Even Prophet T.B. Joshua, he also reached out to us.
Okay, that is good. That's good. Yeah. The man of God is putting his heart where his mouth is. Well, you know, I am still on the trajectory of those who have been helping out. You seem to have quite a lot of people who are helping to keep the children there. The parents, what do the parents do? Because you take these children from their parents,
yes,
and you
sir.
Keep them in a house, and they are not with their parents. What do the parents say to you? I mean, what do they do? Are they happy with it? Are they contented with it? Or you?
Yes, sir.
Are you,
in fact, they call me and they give me different testimonies and tell me, if not for you, like one of them called me one time, like, I'm going to my village for over many years. I've not gone to my village because of TFE. But because my kids are with you, I can, you know, save a kind of little money to travel. And some of them say, Toma, because of you, I can feed. When my kids was with me, we could not eat. In fact, sometimes we just say,
Okay. Have you ever had a case in which one of the parents will show up in your house and want to make trouble? Because I think the stories I've had in the past with someone like Shewa Obajo, who has done a great job. You know, he had almost 50 children in Bariga there that he brought together. But he's had opportunity, he had occasion where some parents became agitated that probably their children are making, they want there to be any money. You know what parents do? They want to be any money through what they forgot that their children were being trained. They were going to
trained.
School. They
going
were, yeah.
School.
Have you ever done that? I've not had such experience.
I've not had such experience.
Okay. Well, as I've said, my guest today is Homer Harrison. A former, let me use the expression, I hope she doesn't mind. And the expression of an indigent lady who was rescued by the art or by the theater. And she ended up going to school through the art. She ended up becoming one of the topmost performers in Nigeria by joining the National Troupe of Nigeria. And then she traveled around the world with the National Troupe of Nigeria. And now she's spending her talent and her skill to bring children together. She is the founder and artistic director of the Gifted Steppers, and she has about 42 children under her, 32 of them living with her. So I will take a short break now, and when I come back, I'd like to explore more about the Gifted Steppers itself. Maybe I'll be able to talk to some of the children, because I know them very vibrant, very, very vibrant children. Thank you very much, Omar. This is Coach of Training again, and I'll just take a quick break, and I'll be back here with you. Thank you. Train again, and we're reaching you from Spirit of Nigeria Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. My name is German Anikulako, and I'm reaching you from the culture town, Lagos, the center of Nigeria, the center of West Africa, center of Africa, and center of the world. Lagos is the most vibrant, the most resourceful center for cultural production and cultural expression. Look, if anybody tells you about any other place, tell them to shut up. But don't say that I told you no. But you know, Lagos is where everything is happening. And my guest today is Omar Harrison, the director, the founding director and the coordinator of the Gifted Steppers, a group of young, very, very, very young, some of them almost out of kindergarten, just out of kindergarten, who are producing culture. And the theme for today, because today is World Theatre Day, and what she has done, what Omar Harrison has done is to use the instrumentality of the arts, the instrumentality of the theater, to liberate a set of young people. Children have ended up being in the wrong places because our society does not really care for its own children. It's one society that comes the interests of its own children. I'm not with all sense of responsibility. But Ioma is doing her best to keep our children very, very well involved, very well engaged. And I'm happy to have my sister, Ioma, Harrison, with us today. Ioma, I'm back to you.
Thank you, sir.
Someone said we were in culture mode. That's Dr. Kole Adeodutola from Florida.
Wow.
He said this is not a train, but culture mode. But okay. He's one of our best supporters there. So, Ioma, I was asking you a question about the way parents have been responding to you. I want to talk to someone. Okay. May I speak with you can determine who I should talk to. Please, let me know who I can talk to first. I just want to ask you one or two questions, and I hope you block your ear while I'm talking.
Yeah, I'm blocking my ear. Good news.
Hello. Hello. Good afternoon. We're speaking, please.
Good news.
Good news. Okay. Good news.
Yes, sir.
Okay. A member of the Gifted Stepper. What do you do there?
I dance, drum, act,
do different kind of thing.
Okay, well, how old are you? And when did you join? How old are you? When did you join?
I joined at the age of 7.
Oh, and how old are you now?
10.
10, oh, 3 years already.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you dance. Were you dancing before you joined them, or it was there you learned how to dance?
Sir? I started dancing when I joined.
Okay. Do you go to school?
Yes, sir.
What's your experience like in the Gifted Steppers?
Okay. My life is better than before. Before I was just swimming about. I have nothing to do then. But now, God has used my auntie here to change my life, to make things easy for my parents.
Okay. Do you talk to your parents often? How often do you talk to them?
I talk to them like...
Why once in a year? You're supposed to be talking to your parents almost every day. Why?
Because I don't have phone to talk to them.
You don't have what?
And they don't... I don't have phone to talk to them. And they don't also have phone.
Okay. Do they come around to see you?
No, they don't come. I usually go home to talk to them.
Okay, but once in a year is not good enough. You should find time to see them often. Okay?
Okay, sir.
Yeah, your parents are still your parents. Okay. You are in school. How do you combine school with being a member of the Gifted? Because you have to go out and perform. So how do you manage that?
It is because we have time for rehearsal, time for reading, and time for playing. So it is easy for me to do the acts, the academy, and everything.
Okay. Well, I mean, thank you very much, goodness. You are living good news. You are living to your name, and you always be good news. Okay.
Okay, sir.
I'd like to talk to one more person, maybe a younger person.
Okay, sir.
In the Gifted Steppers.
Okay. Marvelous is here, sir.
Okay. Hello, Marvelous.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. You people have very good names. Good news, Marvelous, Gift. I like that. Okay, how old are you?
I'm 5 years old.
5? Wow. What class are you?
Basic one.
Wow. So, in Gifted Steppers, what do you do?
I dance, I read, I drum.
Wow.
I sing. I act.
You alone?
Yes, sir.
Wait, were you the one that promised me chicken? I've not got that. Somebody promised me chicken among you, and I don't have the chicken. Who promised me chicken?
It's Rejoice.
Okay, I'm going to tell her that I'm going to collect my chicken anytime I show up in the Ikorodu. Anyway, let me continue talking to Marvelous. Hello, Marvelous.
Hello.
Yeah, in your school, how good are you performing in your school? What was your last position in school? In class. What was your last position in class?
They don't put position in their school. It's percentage.
Oh, sorry. I went to old school. So, Marvelous, do you get to talk to your parents all the time? Marvelous?
Yes.
Okay, I'm very happy about that. Please make sure that you talk to your parents all the time. Don't worry about what has happened in the past. Just make sure that you continue to talk to your parents. Now, let me talk to my debtor, Joyce. You are owing me chicken and beans.
Joyce.
Now, talk to me. So, where is my chicken and beans?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Joyce. You promised me chicken and beans. Where is my chicken? And where are my beans?
When you come.
When I come, okay, I like that. So, how old are you, Joyce?
I am 6 years old.
6 years old, 1 year older than Marvelous. What class are you?
Basic two.
Basic two, just like Marvelous. Okay. So, what was your last position in your school? Well, what's the name of your school? But I kept on hearing about. Sorry?
Mr. Primary and Nursery School.
School, okay. What was your last position? Are you doing well in school? I just want to know.
Sir.
Oh, okay. So what do you do in a Gifted Steppers?
I dance, I sing, I act, I drum, I do different type of skills.
Oh, okay. Okay, that is good. And you designed too, because I saw some of the design that you did. Yes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So if you were to, I know this question is tricky. If you were to put your experience together in Gifted Stepper, how will you describe it in one sentence? I know you are very sharp. You can answer it.
How's the experience in Gifted Steppers? When you were before in the village?
When I was in the village, I was playing all around. I don't know how to read.
Okay.
I don't go to school. But now I can read, I can go to school.
Okay. When you talk of village, where's your village?
Imo.
Your village is in Imo. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you are taken from Imo by Auntie Woma, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what do you say about Gifted Steppers?
I love Gifted Steppers.
Okay.
Because my auntie changed my life.
She saved your life. I like that. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, Joyce. I believe in what you have just said, and I hope everybody is listening. What? Okay, let me ask you, Joy, because I know you very well. Since you promised me chicken, you are my favorite Gifted Stepper for today. When am I getting my chicken? You don't promise me chicken and not deliver.
When you come.
Okay, I believe you.
To Gifted Stepper.
You know, I'll come over. Don't worry. I'll be there. Now, Joyce, what do you want the society to do for you? What do you want the community, the society? And then, I know Governor Sanwo-Olu has helped. A lot of your aunties from abroad, from Nigeria, have been helping. What do you think the country and society can do for you?
To help us we want to buy a house.
You want to buy your own house? Yes, one. I'm noting it too. And I'm going to report to the governor. You want to buy your own house? One.
To help us pay our school fees.
School fees, okay. What next?
We need food.
Food, okay. Okay. So, I want to give you one more. So, what next? After you have house, school fees and food, what else?
And clothes.
Clothes, okay. You will get all of them by the grace of God, okay? People are listening to this program. You will get it. You will get it. Now, let me get back to Auntie Iwoma, the one who put all of us together.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Iwoma, can I say that you are partial? I have one young favorite actor there. Young man, he played the lead in the show you did at the Freedom Park. Can I talk to him? He was the lead actor. He was also a drummer. What's his name?
Sir, which of the productions, sir? Which of the play?
No, the one you did on the big stage at the Freedom Park. He was the lead actor. He was the comedian, the lead actor, yes.
Okay, come, Tobena, come.
I think that's him.
Yes, sir.
You know what they say? He killed the show on that day with the way he was acting on stage. What's his full name?
His name is Tobenna.
Tobenna, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, sir.
Okay. Ah, you see the sharp voice, okay. You know, let me tell you what I want to talk to you. On that stage, you remember the stage at the Freedom Park? I think you were doing, was it Lagos Theatre Festival 2019?
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
And you came on stage and you did what we say to adult actors. You killed the show. Do you know the meaning of killing the show?
Yes, sir.
You were the best. You were doing that show and you were throwing yourself in and you were fantastic. Clap for yourself. Everybody should clap for you. You know, I love your spirit. All of us started like young people as you, and I like the way you handled your role, the confidence. You know, I took a friend and said, look at the confidence of that young man on stage. This guy has a bright future. And all of you have a bright future. Okay? Amen? Somebody say amen. Okay? So, what do you do, apart from acting, what do you do in the Gifted Steppers?
Sir, I drum. I read.
You drum? Okay.
Yes, sir. I sing.
Okay.
I act. I dance. I do different skills in art.
Wow. And you're also in school?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that is good. Look, you've made my day. That's what we want our children to say. And I like your spirit. Yeah? Very lively spirit, just like joy, just like marvelous, just like good news, just like gift. You know?
Yes,
so, as you are a member of the Gifted Steppers, what do you expect from the society? I've just taken from Joyce. I took house, school fees, food, and clothes. What do you think the society can do for you? I'm going to pass this message to the executive governor of Lagos State, who has been helping anyway.
Sir, we need gas and light. We need
what?
Bus. Gas and
light. Okay. You need bus and what?
And gas.
You need and what?
Bus, gas, and light.
Light. I thought you have light in Ikorodu. Don't you have light there?
What it means is there is light. We use prepaid. That's what it means.
Oh, prepaid meter. Prepaid okay.
Yes,
prepaid meter and card. Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, Sabina. I'm going to be passing your message. I don't know the governor from Adam. I don't know him. We don't know each other. But I know people who work for him. And I'll pass this message. Possibly, I'll pass it through Uncle Olawaka. You remember the man from TVC who came to do that? Excellent documentary
yes,
on you guys. I'll pass it to him and he will find a way.
Sir, we have a play in Jagabanism.
Okay, in fact, tell me about Jagabanism. I was going to ask Auntie Woman. Tell me about Jagabanism. What does it mean? Jagabanism. Tell me about
Jagabanism is the ideology and policies adopted by Bola Tinubu based on I am Gift Nneke. Jagabanism is the ideology and policies adopted by Bola Ahmed Tinubu based on fiscal federalism, innovative governance, and the strengthening of human capital development.
Wow, such a lot. Thank you very much for articulating what Jagabanism means. But I told Auntie Woma, I had a problem with any theater that is lionizing anybody. Because from experience, our leaders have not been our leaders. They've been our rulers. Let them continue to rule us. But if you, a young person, is saying that, I believe you. That is innovative governance, fiscal federalism. And I believe in you. I believe in you. I taking it from your mouth, I believe. And I'm subscribed to the idea of Jagabanism. But, you know, theater celebrates life. And I would rather celebrate life than celebrate human beings. But, yeah, okay, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Since that's what you people are doing, I support you. Thank you. Well, let me get back to Auntie Woma. Thank you very much, Bella. Thank you. I'll see you at Jagabanism. Hello, Oma. Hello, Oma.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're coasting home now. We have the next 10 minutes to engage you. Now, gifted steppers. What is gifted stepper doing that is different from what others are doing? Let me tell you what I'm saying. You know, because I saw you in the international conference today by Asutec, World Body for Children's Theatre. You know,
yes,
you have our brothers who are your bosses. You have Sheikh Gwadefila. Okay?
Yes, sir.
You have Yaru Mabai. You have them either your contemporary or your bosses. You are, and we have people who have done this thing in the past. I was also a child actor brought up by Mr. Ben Tomoloji. I was barely in my teen years when he brought me into the world of the theater. So we pay tribute to them when we reflect on what you are doing. But what are you doing? What is gifted stepper doing that is different from what they are doing?
What gifted steppers is doing that's different from others is that aside teaching less privileged kids how to dance, act, and join, we also provide accommodation for them. We also reach out to their parents, that's the ones still sleeping outside. We also rent house for them to stay. We also empower them. We also provide businesses for them so they can be able to take care of themselves and the other kids with them. And we also send the kids to school. We don't just teach them how to dance. We send them to school. We take them to school, just like from street to school. So that is the thing we are doing that is different from every other art group out there.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm aware that some of them are also, putting the children are also in school. I know of the footprints of David, for instance. Now, you keep on talking about this school. What role is the school playing? How did you put them in the same school, all of them? I've seen them in that their beautiful uniform. How do you put them in the school?
The school is doing well, sincerely. They gave us a huge discount, a good discount. Like, yeah, the normal fee that other people pay outside is not what we pay. So instead of me taking some of them to another school, you know, and I start paying huge amount, I just put them of them in that same school, since we have a good discount from the proprietress. Yes, sir.
Okay. What name of the proprietor, so we can say proper thank you to her? And what the name of the school?
New Star School. It has a primary and a secondary school. New Star.
New Star. Okay.
This is Olubukola Oluwafemi Ajayi.
Okay. This is Ajayi.
She's a wonderful woman. Yes.
Okay. We thank her very well. I hope she's listening. Please pass my message to her that we are very, very grateful to her. Yeah, I also know that you have a board of trustees. Can you mention some of them and what role do they play in your life? I hope you don't mention somebody's name that I know.
we have wonderful board of trustees like Mr. Chairman Anikulakpo. He's the chairman of the Chairman. Mr. Chairman Anikulakpo. He's the chairman of the board of trustees. We have Mrs. Elvira Saleras. She's the vice chairman. She's also a founder of Life Trustees, based in Lekki. We have Dr. Shaibu Hussein. And the three of them are wonderful, wonderful. And in fact, we are blessed having them around us.
Mm-hmm.
They've done so well to give us steppers to our accommodation, are feeding, they sit to the school fees of the kids also. They sit to our welfare entirely. So we are blessed.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We love you, sir.
Thank you, everybody.
You know
that there are times when I'm jealous of you guys. Because every time you go to Facebook and public picture, somebody will bring Indomie, they will bring rice, they will bring television, they will bring... Well, I want to come and live in that house. Am I allowed? I'm welcome.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But you know, there's somebody I've always seen on your Facebook post. Mrs. Abiola.
Really?
I used to know as Abiola Ogudu-Ile. Yeah, well, she's not on the board. You didn't mention her as a member of the board. What does she do for you?
She's not part of the board. She's a wonderful woman. In fact,
she talks to her friend about us. She tells them they will donate food stuff to us. And there's something else she also do. Each child birthday, she makes sure she sponsor the birthday of each child.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, sir.
No, I know why they said all those things.
Like, you know, sir, yes. Every time we're always having parties, we're always having birthdays in the house. Courtesy, Mrs. Abiola Williams and her Cut a Cake initiative. In fact, sir, last year, December, she organized a party for the Gifted Steppers. She brought in lollipop, bouncy castle, three bouncy castle, ice cream, and all that. She's a wonderful woman, sir. She's a wonderful shout out to her that we love her so much. We have a birthday today for our celebrant Gifted Confidence. She sponsored the birthday.
Well, for many people who don't know, Abiola Ogudile Willem was a top journalist at the Punch newspaper. And then she went into television and she's an actress. You will have seen her on, I think she was on Tinsel. I think she's on Battleground. I'm not sure if she was in Britain. Most of Femi Odugbemi's program, she's there. She's a top actress and she does that all the time. And we thank her very much, just as we thank all the board members, and we thank the proprietress of the school that gave you that heavy discount for these our children. Now, I've less than 5 minutes. And the question I want to ask now, because I've asked the children, they've mentioned house, they've mentioned school fees, they've mentioned food, they've mentioned clothes. Those are the four essential things for the proper development of a child. Essentials of life. Yes, and then they also mentioned bus, and they mentioned light. So light as in prepaid meter and the car. So you don't have to go through all of that. Let me ask you straight. What are the major challenges that you are facing? As someone with 32 children, I know it's not a cup of cake, as they say. What are the main challenges that you face? How do you maintain peace among young people with all the energies and the thing? How do you maintain peace in the house? And what exactly do you need to maintain proper peace? What do you need to make sure that the Gifted Steppers continue to remain active, productive, and relevant?
Like you said, maintaining 32 kids, it's not easy because they're from different backgrounds, different upbringing. You know, what I do is that I talk to them constantly, like always. I talk to them. We share the word of God. Even pastors from different churches, they come in and they share the word of God with them. I talk to them about life, you know. And also, what we would need that would keep us going? Food stuff.
Okay.
It's a major challenge. And their school fees also. If you can get that coming. Those are the major challenges we have here. Aside,
you know what I'm saying? We're speaking to the diaspora. We have people listening to us from around the world. And, you remember that one of the videos that I saw online, or that some people saw you on TVC or some other platform, and somebody sent money to get a house for a couple whose children you were taking care of. And they gave them Mama Jim or something like that. They gave them a name. So people are listening around the world. And I want them to hear what you have to say. So let's take it again. The children said you need house rent. They want to have their own house. They want school fees, which you have mentioned. They want food stuff, which you have mentioned. They want clothes, essentials. Then they want a box of kitchen steppers, and they want lights to pay meters and all of that. So I'm asking you again, what exactly do you want the world and the society to do for you? The governor is listening. You better be very articulate.
Sir, our major challenge right now that we have is accommodation. Our rent has been increased by additional 150,000 naira on it, and in fact, we don't know if the landlady still wants us in this house. Although we are building our permanent site, work has stopped now. We are still not completed the foundation. We need support. We need people to help us, to donate bag of cement, to donate iron rod, to donate sand. Because
we have just less than 2 months to be in this house. We don't know what the landlady will come up with, because she has increased by 150,000 naira. We're still begging her to at least add 100,000 on it, but she's still insisting that it's 150 that will be added on it. And we don't know. If not, we should just quit her house. We are begging that please, the world should help us. They should help us build a permanent site. We've started, it has not gotten to the foundation level yet. We need their help, their support, for it to, for us to have an accommodation, for us to complete that building project. We need their help. Please come to our rescue. They should help us, please.
You see, I know what building a house means. For me, I've been at the head of trying to build one for almost 15 years now. It's not even anywhere near completion. So I can't say that I'm very hopeful there. But what if someone comes up and say, "I'm buying a house for you"?
Awesome.
Yeah, listen, my guess is Iwoma Harrison of Gifted Steppers, and I'm talking to them about Gifted Steppers and what they need. Gifted Steppers is about 16 children living under the same roof, and she's the only one taking care of them. And she's saying that they need a house, okay? They need school fees. They need food stuff. They need to get prepared meter. They need to get bus. They need to get clothes. Okay. My listeners around the world, this is on Culture Trail. That's what we need. Gifted Steppers.
Answers are divine.
Gifted Steppers.
Answers are divine.
You are all blessed. You are all blessed. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Okay. Thank you very much for being wonderful children. You know, let me give you my own advice, because I'm a father too. Okay.
Okay, sir.
You are all young people. I'm talking to the Gifted Steppers children now. You are all young people. Try to behave yourself. Okay. Pay attention to your education. Learn as much as you can learn. And above all, imbibe the spirit of service. What Auntie Wama is doing for you is spirit of service. You all should also imbibe the spirit of service and make sure that you also help others. She is helping you because somebody helped her. She's helping you now. When it is your time to help, please help others. Gifted Steppers.
Answers are divine.
Gifted Steppers.
Answers are divine.
Thank you very much. I will see you in Ikorodu. You'll be a wonderful guest on Culture Train, where we reach you from Spirit of Nigeria Radio and from Lagos, the culture town. Spirit of Nigeria Radio, always listen to Spirit of Nigeria Radio every Saturday evening. Thank you, all of you. Thank you. Have a blessed day. And have a blessed week. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
And now to my audience, thank you very much, everybody. It's been Culture Train, and we've reached you from Ikorodu, where we have the Gifted Steppers with Omar Harrison as the head. Now I leave you till next week.